For the thousands in attendance and the millions watching around the world.
This is the main event.
Dildo Corn is alive
and kicking.
Come on over here, I'll headbutt your ass a couple times if you know what I'm saying.
This brother breaking off a 40-yard run. This brother,
come on, zip it.
I hope I didn't piss off Jesus.
You call that a penalty?
Who's number one?
It's the LA Clippers.
Boom! Shut up! You're saying it wrong, people.
I would get her pregnant.
That
just called in and hangs up, you motherfucker. That fucking pissed me off.
Ari, are you in the shower now?
Totally in the shower.
Yeah, dude.
He's not a cokehead.
You mean James?
Stupid idiot.
You're a stupid idiot for getting so fucking uptight over fucking nothing.
You're clearly lying.
You're clearly just
lying. Why would I lie?
For attention.
Why would I lie?
What?
I don't need attention.
Yes, you do.
No, I don't. You're a comic. Welcome to Punch Drunk Sports, where winners win. It's an exciting episode. In studio is the one, the only, the man, the myth, the legend, Jason Tebow.
Hi, everybody.
And everyone's favorite power lesbian on the stats, running the big screen, Johnny Woodward.
Hey.
Ryan Adams stunt double.
And Aaron's in the corner there. Brett and Bill Combs take a thing. It's the much-anticipated show. Everybody's excited about it. Welcome back to the show, straight from his kid ass tapping tour, our good friend Ari Shaffir, everybody. Welcome to the show, Ari Shaffir.
Right when I think Sam can't have longer intros for somebody. What's that, buddy?
Where's the babysitter slut?
Yeah.
She's working today, but she's been here. We have so much to catch you up on, Ari.
Yeah.
Sam and I got gay married.
Hungry bottom over here.
Who? Who got married?
Sam and I.
For a bet?
Nope. We just said fuck it.
Why not? Love is love, Ari.
Wait, legally?
Legally.
Sure, I guess.
So
Mike Black married us.
He married me too.
Yeah. Yep. So that's what we all have in common.
Yep. Yeah. And make no qualms about it. I am the bottom. My asshole looks like a catcher's mitt.
Dude, I just hit the sides like a drunk driver. It's great.
Just trying to get in there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those quarter things at the airport that
yeah.
just keeps going around?
Yeah.
And around
yeah. That's exactly it.
Yep.
That's exactly it.
But instead of quarters, it's cocks.
Ari, welcome back to the show. The people want to know, what have you been up to?
A lot of kid fucking, man. It's really
that's too.
The prices are right, and the ass is tight. You know.
Oh, bam! Yeah. That will be on a T-shirt available. Hey, oh, Ari, did you see your new T-shirt that's available on Punch Drunk Sports?
What does that say? Oh, nice socks.
Ari's new belt.
What does it say? Wait, you stood up so I can't see it.
Ari's new belt.
Ari's new belt. Nice socks.
That's literally the exact picture that I have on my phone in the studio of you showing your dick. And I got Dana, Sam's chick, I got her with it like 9 times when we were watching.
Dana loves seeing your balls.
Boxing.
Unbelievable.
If you show me Ari's dick one more time, Tebow. And then I did a gig with Chris Neff last night. Great to see him. I haven't seen him in probably a year.
Yeah, where were you guys gigging?
In the Valley. And
you usually try to commit suicide.
I got him like 3 times.
What's that, Ari?
He's usually trying to commit suicide. That's pretty awesome. You got him on stage instead.
Yeah. He's tried to commit a couple times.
I got him like 3 times with your cock. Fell for it every single time. Like the third time, I'm like, you just fuck. No matter what, I said, oh, yeah. I'm like, hey, man, look at my mom's new dog. Bam, your cock. About 10 minutes go by. I go, bro, look at how fucking stupid Sam is. Bam, he's cock. Same picture. All 3 times. He's like, why do I keep falling for it?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. In 15 minutes, he fell for the same joke 3 times.
At some level, you want to fall for it.
Yeah, at some point, you're like, please let this be Ari's balls again.
Dude, but sometimes when I get scared at night when I'm sleeping and I think I hear monsters, I use that to just like, it's like a security blanket. I just stare into the fucking your balls, just stare at it until I sleep.
You know what? I'm glad that Ari's back, because now we get right back to the homoerotic level of this podcast that was
homo
missing.
Homo-comedic.
Yeah, homo-comedic for the last fucking 3-4 months.
It's not weird to get the craving.
No,
it's not,
dude.
Now, there's a lot of rumors of where you were and where you weren't. Everybody was saying you were in China, and then that turned out to not be true.
No.
Where all were you? Vietnam.
I was in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you know that one?
My ears are low to the ground. Now, a couple of my buddies live in Vietnam.
In Vietnam, they were 19.
No, I saw Youssef the day after you guys hung out. Well, he kind of cleared up some of those things for me. But yeah. Vietnam, Cambodia or something, yeah?
Cambodia for a while, yeah. Good island life out there.
So that's basically you hit all the creepy sex tourist place.
Dude, I went to find live music one night. I was just like, live music, because I just want to sit and write, and it's good when they're like, it's just cover songs usually, maybe an occasional original.
Oh, Filipino cover bands are huge all over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Thailand, they do a lot of just like, they'll play like all of Neil Young's album or something, and you're like, oh, it's cool. You sit there and they're like,
man, we don't want you around anyhow.
Are you Thai?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, he's Thai curious.
Thai curious.
And I found a place, and it was just this fucking cheesy fucking, they played Guns N' Roses and like Cranberries. And I was looking around, and I was like, oh, all these guys are sex tourists. It's all like 65-year-olds with like 28-year-old Cambodian women, not a single white woman. And all these guys are like, oh, I remember this song. I love this song. And I was like, creepy.
Creepy as shit.
And they're all loving their lives. They've all got huge smiles on their faces.
Did you feel at home?
Yeah, I mean, I just looked at them. And then some of the guys were like, I'm into dudes. And they were fucking 28-year-old dudes ready to suck off these old men.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, did I say Aaron that or just smiled that? A little bit over there when he heard that.
Oh, Aaron got a divorce. Or you're getting one. He's getting one, I think.
It's close. It's up in the air right now. They're talking.
Well, then I no longer want to fucking fight.
Let's just say right now Aaron's in pussy jail. I don't want to get into it that much, but he's in pussy jail.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? We can't talk about legally. That's why your girlfriend won't give you any?
Uh-huh.
Because she's pissed? You're like, oh, okay. No, you don't get any.
Why is she pissed at you, Aaron?
Because you're divorcing her? She's pissed over that?
Yeah, I guess so.
Fucking women.
Yeah. Aaron's like, I'm not going to get into this. Hey, dude, do we got any new sponsors?
No, we don't. They had an All Things Comedy party. They had an All Things Comedy party. And Sam and I are there, and Aaron comes up, and his wife's there, his lovely wife's there. He's like, oh, these are the guys from Punchdrunk. She goes, oh, you're the ones that keep saying we're getting a divorce. We're like, ooh, hey, nice meeting you. What's that shirt, Ari?
Oh, it's at Boner City, USA.
Oh, nice.
Oh, nice.
The D&O.
Nice.
The D&O.
D&O's original podcast.
Oh, nice. I like that.
We got a bunch of new merch. If you go to allcomedytshirts.com, which will soon be connected to our... Oh, as I'm saying this because it's up and he's talking about that. Soon be connected to the new punchdrunksports.com, which launches pretty soon.
Wait. Oh, the more things change, the more they stay the same. We're about to get a new punchdrunksports.com.
It's really close, though. It really is. We've fucking...
It is. Dude, this is a high-end website. You can't just go and
you'll
drag and fucking... pop in. It's like we have some Indians working their fucking asses off.
We should have had Ari go by and fucking knock on their door and be like, what's going on with the site while he's around the world? We even have any Skype calls.
I should have gone to a customer service place. I'm like, hey, I was on hold too long. I figured I'd just come by.
Exactly. Yeah.
They charged me $120 instead of $110. Can I get that fixed, please?
All right. The three of us have been doing these Skype calls with these guys in India while they're doing our site. But they're so, like, overly polite, and then one of us will make some like off-color joke, and then we'll all laugh, and then they won't laugh, and then but they'll get like, oh, I should have laughed at that, and then Sam will say something like, no, but we really like it so far. Oh, you guys are so funny. Like they'll laugh at something not funny, and then they'll whatever joke just goes right over their head. We're like, yeah, get the site done.
Yeah,
but it should be done. 2019 is our time. And I am happy to announce, once again, our good friends at Harry's Razors. Guys.
Ari's Razors?
Harry's Razors.
Harry's. You look like you possibly could have shaved with one of these.
Dude,
I got called Harry a lot out there.
Really?
They're like, what's your name? Like, Ari? They're like, Harry? I'm like, sure.
Really?
Yeah,
sure.
Really.
You had to deal with that a lot, huh?
Yeah.
Guys, here's what's great about Harry's Razors. You don't have to go to. Here's what I hate the most about razors.
Me too.
Is going to. I haven't even said it yet. Going to. When you go to like Walgreens.
I was going to say all these Mexicans at CVS.
No,
you don't want to deal with
them. No, that's not it. But thank you.
I was going there though. You're pretty right. And Mexicans need to shave too. Don't let us say
they
if you're
do.
Mexican. Go ahead and get a Harry's Razors and shave with that. But when you go to
your mother, Mexicans.
you go to Walgreens, you go anywhere like that, and you're like, oh, cool. I gotta call the police over here to unlock these expensive ass.
I hate that.
It drives me nuts.
Why the fuck is that?
Because people steal the razors because the razors are so expensive that people just jack them.
Is that why?
Yeah.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, 100%.
And condoms.
And they're crazy expensive.
They're
crazy expensive.
It's ridiculous.
Well, not anymore, guys. If you go to harrys.com/punchdrunk, guess what that gets you?
What?
A brand new razor, a great shaving gel, which is great.
And a whole pack.
It makes a huge difference.
Somebody called a kit.
Some might call it a kit, and some might even call it a free kit.
Yeah.
And it's not.
I've used Harry's razors before.
What's that?
I've used Harry's razors before.
They're great.
They're sponsored. No, they're fucking good.
Yeah.
And they tell you, like, how to shave. They have these, like, pamphlets on, like, the proper, like, method of, like, how long to keep the shit on.
Yeah.
I remember them. They're great.
Yeah.
Dude, they're great. And it's a great razor. It's a great, like, heavy. It feels like a tool.
It feels like German engineering.
It does. It's like holding a Porsche.
Yeah. I feel like, wow, I'm shaving with a VW.
But it really is great. And here's what's great about them coming on board with us is you get one for free.
Yeah.
You get the gel. You get a razor. You get everything for free. Travel blade cover so you don't nick your blade when you're out. And all you got to do is like a $17 value. All you got to do is pay shipping. And so it's like just under $3.
$3.
And you get all
is
that.
Is it one of those that you change the blade or do you just get a new whole thing every time?
You get a new whole thing.
You get a new whole thing every time. But they have everything.
No,
you
hold go on. What, site. Aaron?
Just change the blade.
Oh, they send you new blades.
Yeah, you get a cartridge with like three of them.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Awesome.
Yep.
I want to be able to take the blade out and hold it against like a girl's neck as you're fucking her and be like, you shut the fuck up.
Okay, that's interesting. I don't know.
There we go. Yeah, but it's a...
You're going to want to use the precision blade on the back for that.
Yeah, they have like, you're talking about the edging blade. Yep, it has that on the back, like an edging blade on the back. And the handle's heavy. And I know it sounds like, oh, Tebow, you sound like you're... It feels... Like you're like an old school, like real razor. It's not some plastic shitty thing.
Yeah, it's not like, oh, I'm done with it. Let me dispose of it. This is something you could pass on to your grandchildren.
I mean, if it comes to that, you probably. What if my dad died and all I got was a Harry's razor, but it doesn't have the blade on it?
That'd be a sign he loves you.
That'd be more than you were expecting to get.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I still would be like, really? After all these years? At least give me the cartridges and the gel. Dad,
it's
where
a
have you been?
Package. We're
it's a great
happy
package.
On board.
Happy to on board. And like I said, go to harrys.com/punchdrunk, and all you got to do is pay the shipping, and that gets you like $17, $13
value.
Get those
razors. Take pictures of you shaving. Take pictures. Video. Send it to the lesbian over here. We want to see you shave.
We actually don't. Right. We do not.
I do. Please. I want to see you. No. I want to see you shave. So, Ari, real quick, why did you go? What made you just get up and leave? I get a call one day in the middle of the night. I'm going to take off. Don't try to find me. Don't tell anybody I'm leaving. And you were gone. You ghosted. Why? What made you do that? People want to know.
I don't know, a mixture of stuff, man. I had a lot of responsibility. I wanted to get away from that. But that wasn't the main thing. I wanted to see the world.
Yeah.
And all this responsibility was keeping me here, not seeing the world. And then it was like, I was like, all right. So I put in my time. I did the things I had to do, recorded a season of my show, did my special.
Yep.
And then I'm like, I'm out. I'm done. I'm out. And I just wanted to get off all the social media stuff and just fucking decompress. And
people thought that after the Henry Rollins podcast you did, that put a little seed in your brain that you should just ghost for a little while.
That's possible. But if you listen to that podcast, he says that he's going to be doing shows at the end of December in Largo. And he was like, you should come by. And I was like, ooh, I don't think I'll be here for that because I was already planning on like, I'll be gone then.
When did you actually leave? Because you've been gone so long. It feels, honest to God, it feels like you've been gone a year.
I just looked. I got a text message on my flip phone, which I turned off and put in my drawer, left that here. I turned it back on. My last text message was, your Lyft driver is here to pick me up to the airport, January 3rd.
Okay. January 3rd.
Smack dab in the middle of the NFL playoffs.
Now, what's going to be really fun is that this conspiracy theorists come out. You guys got to check out my new podcast.
Dude, I'm sorry. I just got back. I was falling behind on sports, but I did. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Sam.
But it's going to be fun as they start looking at your face. They're like, is this really Ari or is this a different Ari? Look at Ari's ear right here compared to Ari before. They're going to be doing weird like drawings where his ear goes to here, doesn't go to here. Is this really the real Ari?
There's only one way to find out.
Well,
the belt test.
I have a belt, actually. Do you remember Daria?
Do you have a belt? I remember Daria.
Yeah.
Did you get a Daria belt?
Yeah.
You did. Yeah. There it is. That is a Daria belt. You surely got a Daria belt.
You love this so much.
I'll be goddamn if you didn't.
It's rude.
It's a nice belt.
It's rude.
And if people don't believe that's Ari, this is living proof.
Oh, no. He just put it through
his. Look how little his dick
is. Look at that.
There.
Take pictures of that. That's the gold. That's the goal.
Yeah.
I haven't
look
seen
how far down my balls are where you can't even see the
dude,
ball.
Your ball sack looks like a parachute laying on the ground. Like someone just landed and the parachute just laying all over the ground.
Dude, I haven't seen a smile on Aaron's face since we brought him some free stuffed crust pizza. That was the last time he smiled like that before.
Yeah, get him dancing, bro. Get him jiggling. Get jiggy with it. God damn, dude. Your balls really look like a parachute laying in the field.
Ugh.
Like the guys up top in the pair.
Now, Ari, I got a bone to pick with you a little bit because there's all this talk
close
of Ari.
Anything you're not using on that laptop, it's slow. It's too slow to keep him.
What?
Up. Okay. Okay.
Anything that like iTunes or anything that's open.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead, Kibo.
Keep going. Quick.
He's saying Sam's got to close a bunch of stuff that's open, so he'll speed the computer up. Ari.
What?
Yeah.
There's all this talk. Oh, I had a flip phone and I just threw it in a dumpster and I went totally off the grid. Someone sent us a picture of you in a bar somewhere and you had a fucking smartphone in your hand. People were circling it. It was circled in a lot of the pictures people would send
to
us.
Yeah, you had a smartphone.
No, it's a Wi-Fi device.
Called a smartphone. You can't text me on it.
Apps on me. I got it for £20 in Scotland.
What was it? It's just a GPS and that's it?
Yeah, I can make a kayak. If I have on a Wi-Fi, I can get like airplane reservations and stuff and hostel shit.
Now, then we also heard that you were communicating with people via snail mail, writing letters, and just mailing them to people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
So my manager, I remember her saying, well, people asked me, when do you have to go back?
Who's your manager?
Sam Safer.
Okay.
They were like, when do you have to go back? And I was like, because, you know, all different people out there were on different schedules. Some were gone for like 2 years. Some were gone for like a month.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know, but like, I have to be back the end of May. We're shooting another season of the show. And so I should be back by the end of April to get ready for it, but whatever. And then it hit me. They're like, oh, she wanted to do this fucking taping at Third Man Records. And I forgot about it. So I found her address on Google Maps. I just like found it and I wrote her a letter. And I was like, if you still want to do that show, add it to the schedule. I'll check the website. And then if it's on there, I'll just be there.
Did you start it off with, to whom it may concern? I hope this letter finds you well. Times are hard in Vietnam.
Did the pen have a little feather at the end of it?
Uh-huh. You're writing it with a quill?
It was the boys, one of the boys in Cambodia.
Ah.
Now, who are those kids you got to do the fucking Sig Heil with? When you paid
those
off your mustache.
Those are me and my kids. I did pay off that bet.
Accepted, appreciated and accepted and well done. Everybody had to rock the Hitler mustache but myself. And so who are these kids?
Congratulations. I didn't completely stay up on sports and stuff. And the time difference was way off. But like the Super Bowl started, I think, like 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
I managed to watch the first like half first half of the third quarter.
Falcons won.
Congratulations.
Thanks, Super Bowl champs.
On the Falcons winning the Super Bowl. Dominating. Yep. Dominating.
We beat the Patriots. Beat their fucking asses.
Running away with it. I can't believe
Unbelievable victory. Yeah, I've been celebrating nonstop.
Aaron Hernandez must be so upset right now that he couldn't have been there to help.
Aaron Hernandez, he's doing great.
He's doing great. Him and his gay lover are just loving each other.
Did you hear that story that I said on Punch Drunk came out and it's like looking like that's true?
What?
That all of that gay stuff came from the correctional officers?
They're just making it
up? Yep. Like a week after I said that, then that starts popping up. I mean, I read it somewhere else. I didn't theorize this.
I think Tebow should get his own show on TV called Gay Murder Mysteries, where he just solves gay murder mysteries.
Sans the murder, sans the mysteries. Let's just go gay. Give me a TV show where I gobble cocks all fucking day.
Yeah, and someone will come in and be like, I have a murder for you. Like, what happened? Like, some straight guy killed his wife. Like, not interested.
Yeah, exactly. Or like, they show up to my detective agency, and like, I've got a murder, and while they're telling it, I'm just like, gah, gah, gah. I haven't even told you what happened yet. Here's a mystery. When are you going to come in my mouth, idiot?
Would you say we're the premier gay sex sports show with a premiere?
Oddly enough, no. Oddly enough, you'd be surprised. We should at least get a shot at the title. Let me suck my way to the middle. That's all I want.
That's the thing. Hey, by the way, when is your new album coming out?
We say it every time in 3 weeks. We say it every time. Every time. You ask the same question, I give you the same date. Hey, here comes where Sam goes, wow, Teeb, your shirt matches your pants. That's the next thing that we do every week.
What is going on with your
baffled.
Album?
I talk about it all the time. It'll be out in 3 weeks.
No, you don't.
I told you we talked about it at the Comedy Store the other night.
You said 3 weeks, 3 weeks ago.
Of course, because that's when it was coming out. I told you at the Comedy Store the other night.
All right. I'm confused.
Don't be. Don't be. Do not
Hey, Ari, where are you going to be? Got any gigs set up?
Oh, shit.
I'm taping a new season. This is not happening. Two different weeks. June.
Am I in on it? I had a great show. I killed it. People loved me. Eric walked out on it, but don't worry about that. I really crushed it. It was about this great gig I did. I crushed.
Really?
Yeah. I mean my third crush show.
I didn't hear about it. Third crush show ever?
Third ever in my life.
I did not hear about
it. I did
that.
A joke about, I did a story about smoking crack, not good enough. I did a bit about being a high-speed car chase with police helicopters. True story, not good enough.
I'll talk to Eric about it, see what the story is. Crushed. But June 4th through the 8th, plan to be there. And then June 18th through the 22nd, we're filming shows. So if you want to come to L.A. for those, if you want to go to a show, tell you what, I'll just do it right now. Why don't you write me a letter?
Like handwritten? Handwritten?
Sure, if you can get there. Otherwise, an email. What's the opposite of snail mail? Rabbit mail. Contact at arishafir.com and tell me what day you want to go to a show. There's 7:30 shows and 9:30 shows every night. So let me know on how many people and I'll make sure you're on the list.
At the same place?
Cheetahs, yeah, Cheetahs in Hollywood.
Hollywood, yeah, yeah. Cool. And this is, what season is this?
4.
Dude, we said 7. We're 3 away, bro.
3 away.
3 more.
3 away.
I do know they said they saw your thing, if I remember right. They were like, yeah, Tripoli was close. I don't know if they said no or yes, but they were like, Tripoli had a good story.
Yeah, I got a great story.
I have a good one that I'm working on as well. If you ever do one about public bathrooms, I have a really funny joint public bathroom story. Wait, not involving a joint, but two different things.
It's a great one. Nick Swartzen has, when he's really enjoyed 40, right? I mean, like, he's put on some LBs, grew a beard, just really, really into the guys that he's into. Am I right? Is he like, he's like, I like bears. I'm going to become a bear.
What are you talking about for my show? You mean?
Yeah, we're looking at your show right now. Go to cc.com/ This Is Not Happening. And you can see all the awesome episodes that none of us are on. It's really good. Tom Papa went uncensored. He's not playing by the rules. I am going next week, next Tuesday night, I'm doing a comedy chaos show. I have Bert Kreischer, Joey Diaz, Brandon Schaub, Tiffany Haddish, Joe Bartnick, and a couple others. Should be great. Going to have one more guy. Oh, Al Magical and one more. So, yeah, there's going to be like, there's like 8 people in doing 50 minutes each.
Yeah, you got to shorten that show.
Yeah, there's going to be short.
9 more people that are on it.
Al's whole set will be talking about your glasses, right?
How great they are. Yeah. How great they are. How great they are.
Guys, I'll be teaching my acting class. I'll be teaching my acting class called You Don't Want It, Let Me Help You Not Get It. All of Black History Month. It's $2,000 a class. There's 500 spots, and there's 500 left. So please sign up for that. I'm also going to be, let's see, where will I be giving back? Oh, I'll be giving back at the UCLA Medical Center performing magic for the blind children.
Yes.
Even blind kids like to be tricked, too.
Yes.
And I'm at the White Lives Don't Matter 5K pub crawl. Be a part of that. I probably will die.
That's it?
That's all I got right now.
I usually have a lot more going on, but I love it.
Sam, do you remember when Sarah Silverman did your Armenian bone marrow transplant show?
No.
And then the mic went off, and as soon as the mic went off, she goes, fucking Sam, this is why I don't work with you.
Yeah. Like, Yep. That was a fun time. Oh. Yeah.
Good. She got mad at you because the mic crashed?
Yeah, she's at the store. She's about to drop a punchline, and the fucking audio cuts out. And she's like, you motherfucker. I'm like, okay. So I go back. I'm like, what happened there? She goes, you fucking turned my mic off. I go, what? Why would I do that? What do I get? I've been trying to get you in this fucking show for 2 years. Why would I cut your mic? What do I get out of that?
And how could you even do that from there?
How could I be like, hey, gotta
I know. Why would anybody do that to Sarah Silverman?
Cut the fucking mic.
3, 2, 1,
no. wait for the setup. Okay, get it before the punchline. Get it. I do have 2 more gigs. All right, thank you, Sam, for reminding me. I'll be at the Endorphinage in Sydney, Australia, performing in front of Roided Up Orphans. That's the Endorphinage, and I'm doing a 10-minute spot at Just Dipping Sauces. There's nothing to eat there. All they have is dipping sauces.
Oh, I love that, where you just scoop with your 2 fingers.
Yep, that's it.
Ari, was it fun just eating with your hands all the time, not having utensils? Nah.
Dude, you have to go like this. It's this weird thing where you a little cup with your hands like this, uh-huh. Scoop it up, and then use your thumb to like push that out into your mouth. So you're just like,
oh, really?
Lore and fairies. You're like, oh, what is that? Oh, just dirty hands. I went through a lot of fucking Purell.
Let me ask you something, Ari. Did you after you like fisted the kid? Did you wash your hands? Or you just go right into the rice.
First of all, okay. You know, fisting is disgusting. You go in, first finger, loosen it, then straight to 5 fingers. But you know, like a log, 5 fingers. And then once you're in, then you make a fist.
Okay. My favorite part is that Johnny was shaking his head like he knew what you were talking about. Johnny lives in West Hollywood right now, loves man ass all of a sudden.
Those are children. Okay. You can't.
Okay.
Dude, my jump off point is 11 fingers in my ass. And that requires you bringing a friend. You know what I'm saying?
or Amigo Montoya's enemy.
That is true. Did you get sick when you were there? Would you have like trouble like adjusting to everything?
Did you go to a doctor who was a voodoo doctor and be like, you killed 2 chicken. You killed 2
fucking
chicken.
Fuck a virgin and you'll be okay.
Shaking chicken bones over you?
One time I got really violently ill off in Myanmar. That was pretty bad in a town where we were not allowed to stay. So we had to leave the next day anyway.
You did too, Aaron?
Yeah, I was in the hospital on Christmas Eve.
When you were
in Myanmar.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It can be funky.
From the food?
Yeah.
What were you doing? Just like spitting mud?
No.
Out of your
just
butt?
Just chicken. Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, well, yeah.
I was doing just that, like, yeah, boom. Sure. Ari, now, what was it like to live without running water and electricity? Was that weird?
There was electricity almost everywhere. Okay. A couple of places have electricity, but it wasn't like that, man. It's fucking.
What was the biggest shock of the whole? What was the biggest cultural shock?
Good question.
Before, like, besides the whole like man love with children thing, besides that
cultural shock. Well, I don't know. These countries are pretty religious. That was interesting. I don't know. There was culture shock, bro. Mm-hmm. It was just like difference, you know. Like people were real helpful and nice in different countries. Maybe that's culture shock. Everyone's saying hello to each other.
Oh, that is the weirdest thing. You're like, everybody's nice here.
I love Theo Vaughn's joke. Theo's got a joke about being in New York, and he goes, "I walked up to somebody and said hello, and they said no."
that's
New York.
I get back here and I'm looking at people. As we pass, I'm just like waiting for the eye contact to be like, hi, or good afternoon, you know? And they just like get close and then look down and then pass. I'm like, all right, that was one weird one. And then that happened 12 more times. And it's like,
how are the ladies out there?
Well, it depends where. Myanmar has what I believe are the ugliest women in the world. They are hideous. The only hot ones are 14 and they look like they're 29. They work them hard.
Why? What makes them age so much? The 3 packs of cigarettes a day?
I would like to offer up Southern Indiana for a competition, but go ahead.
Should we start our ugliest chicks tournament?
Oh, you should. If you got another chick, you fucking send a picture over it.
I got the Guamanian women. They're in there.
Yeah, it was even like 64 ugly chicks.
Guam's
and then
hot.
We vote them off.
I mean, they're just like Samoans. They're like big women. They're not. They're nicest people in the world.
Did you have any romance that didn't involve children or men? Did you hook up with any girl where you're like, oh, let's hang out for a while? Like you're – he's not.
Yeah.
He's not.
A couple times. The problem is, okay, what's the over-under on how many times I had sex? How many people I had sex
ooh,
with?
Ooh, okay.
Oh,
I like this.
Great.
Let's sound it out. You were gone since January.
January, I got back to D.C. I got back to America in whatever, like about a week ago. But so 3.5 months.
Okay, so you were gone for like 100 days.
Yeah.
Now, did you know it? Did you already have somebody there that you knew and you had hooked up with them in the past?
First of all, I just want to say I love this podcast. That's a great question, Tebow.
Thank you.
It's a great question. It's not just going to put it out. You're going to say, like, let's narrow down. Let's whatever.
Yeah.
There was one person like that.
Okay. So I factored that in. So that's a bang.
So that counts as one person, right? That counts multiple times having sex.
Are we guessing how many times you fucked or how many people you were with?
How many people? Okay, and by the way, there were two people that I met, I realized, that I knew before, the two people that I met.
So can we exclude them from the discussion?
No, I said we count them. We already gave us this, too.
Because I don't necessarily have to have sex with them. We're just talking about people that I knew ahead of time that I met, women that I knew ahead of time that I met.
All right, you go first. I already know my number. Two.
Four.
How many of those include the people I knew before?
What's that?
What?
What'd you say, Ari?
How many include the people I knew before?
I say they include the ones you know, and you did nobody else.
Sam's saying you bang the two that you knew and nothing else. I say you bang the two, and then you got two more on top of it.
Aaron, thoughts?
White Ghost?
I'd say three.
Three? Aaron, you just went $1 on me, motherfucker.
Sorry.
Maybe $1, yeah.
Johnny?
Five.
Five. Johnny just... So.
$1. He just $1 Tebow.
Yeah. All right.
One of the two girls I hooked up with that I knew ahead of time.
Okay.
One of those, the other, I did not. We just did drugs. And I had sex with, overall, two people.
Yeah!
Damn!
Yeah!
Well, we all believed in you more than Sam did.
Yeah.
We all believed in you. Sam goes, no.
I was generous on that.
Sam would have banged two people on the flight over.
Yeah. Man, I wish I was as cool as everybody thought I was. I really do. I wish I was that badass. I am not.
It's a 13-hour flight.
No, you would have. You fuck girls in bars. You're like a fucker.
You are a fucker.
You're like a fucker.
The problem is, I don't know how to hook up. If one, girls don't know me already. I'm used to like people reaching out, like, "Hey,
I'm basic cable famous."
Yeah, or like, "I saw you on stage. I don't know you, but that was really good. Let's go get a drink," something like that. Versus like, I'm just talking to you in a group. Like, I don't know how to hook that up.
Yeah.
Did you do any gigs when you were like any expat shows, or did you get to do any gigs?
I went to one in Phnom Penh.
Mm-hmm.
They asked me to go up, but I was like, nah. I like the idea of taking off the 4 months, but also I don't want to break it up in the middle. But also it's like, I ain't going to bomb in mid-February and then have that on my shoulders for the next 2 months.
Yeah.
I could walk around
with a bomb. What was the comedy like?
It was half inside, half outside. And not like inside to the back and then outside from there. I mean like split down the middle. That's inside.
That's weird.
What?
That's weird.
So it was like on a fucking lounge of a hotel. And I'm like, no, this is not set up. It was fun to watch.
A lot of Americans, a lot of British, Europeans, Australians. What were there the most of?
I don't know. I wasn't doing the stand-up, but I think probably a lot of Americans and British.
And they were all creepy, right? Because they were running away from, obviously.
No, there were some young ones. There's some NGO workers and shit. The older ones are the creepy ones, but they're not going to comedy shows. Like, I can't get fucked from this. They talk too much about sex.
Really?
I was in China. Every woman that went up, her whole act was about dick. Her whole act. And then when you talk to them, they're like, it's just jokes. Stop. Right? I was talking to Brenton before. I think the Comedy Store comics, I think this new batch of comedians, they're just way too, like, entitled. I just feel like there's a lot of entitlement coming.
Well, I think it's a lot of like what we were saying before, what Brenton was, Biddlecombe was saying was they didn't go through what we all went through where the store was a ghost ship.
Yeah.
They didn't go through the early 2000s where comedy was a motherfucker.
Yeah, where people
were. They are just like, every show is sold out, every show is packed, everything is great. So they have no frame of reference of like how hard it was. And I know I sound like the old guy. We're like, in my day, we used to walk uphill to school.
So you sound exactly how you are right now.
That is so nice. It is so packed. It's like, oh, this is like a fucking show instead of like this fucking degenerate, you know.
I do miss the old days. I do miss the old days.
Screaming while there's a show going on. Like, guys, can you keep it down?
People
smell like sweat. People playing darts. People fucking in random spots.
Yeah.
Peter Chen karate kicking Don Barris while you're trying to do a set.
Yeah. Jews pumping out Koreans.
Yeah, just right.
Like, are you happy to be back?
I don't. Maybe, yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Explain
what does
that
mean? Are you just enjoyed the freedom of your just your man love, your man boy love? It was just like you could be you finally.
I don't. Yeah. Here's the real thing. I don't fully understand it, but I think it was down to the level of responsibility I had out there. There was zero responsibility.
Right.
Less than like sleepaway camp. And I'm a comedian. I don't have that much responsibility anyway. I'm a single comic with no kids. But, like, there was none.
Like, if I felt like going
I went that way. If I felt like going that way, I went that way. If I felt like staying, I stay. Leaving early, I leave. Get whatever food I wanted, whenever. There was nothing I had to do. It was just free.
Right.
I don't know. It's nice to be back to see friends, but I wasn't like, I got to get back. I got to get back. I wasn't feeling that way.
Let me ask you a personal question, and you don't have to answer this if you don't want.
Yeah.
But just out of curiosity, I know a lot of people would be curious about this. How much in 100 days, in 100 days, welcome back. Thank you for that. In 100 days, how much, what do you think you spent total? Because I know you were staying at hostels. I know you were trying to do everything as cheap as you could.
No, so, no, hold on. It wasn't as cheap as I could. Hostels are the most social situation.
Okay.
Yeah, if I was going to be in a city for one day, I'm away somewhere else, I'd get a hotel.
Because
I'm like, buddy, I'm leaving at 6 a.m., getting in at 6 p.m.
All right.
I just want to shower and go to sleep and then leave. Then I'd be like, yeah, let me get a nice place and fucking shower. If I would defer to the poorest person. So like, if we're like, hey, how about this place? And someone's like, ooh, that's $1.50 per meal. We can go over there and get 80 cents per meal. And we're like, sure, yeah, let's go with you.
Right.
But if nobody's around, then I'd go to nice places. So I wasn't skimping that much. I learned how to scuba dive, you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I'm scared of scuba diving.
Why?
That's funny. Deep sea scares me. Deep underwater scares me.
Why?
Dude, I sleep out. Just,
you can't see something sneaking up on
you.
It's dark. I'm a fear of drowning. Something would go wrong, you know. Yeah.
You trust your equipment. Dude, I was okay for a few days when I went in, like, walking into where the reefs are and stuff. Then we had one when we went off a boat, and we just dump in, and you can't really tell what's up and down and, like, how far up and down unless you look at your thing. And I kind of freaked out, and I was like, I'm going up. And the instructor was like, no, stay here. And I was like, I'm going up. He's like, slow down. I was like, no, I'm going to go really fast.
Why, the bends? The bends? They didn't want you to get the bends?
Yeah, I wasn't deep enough to get that, but it was like, I just freaked out. I started breathing real heavy.
That's what would happen to me.
Then I was okay with it.
Well, how'd you find out which way it was up? By watching the bubbles?
Yeah, well, you can, like, look and see the roof at some point. But if you're looking straight around, like, you really can't tell or see how far down you are. I could be down 4 meters or 50, and it's like, I don't know.
That's
There's no
crazy,
like,
right?
You can't, yeah.
And we've done so much overfishing that now they're fishing even lower. They're finding species they didn't even know existed.
Mm-hmm.
That's how deep the water is. We've explored space more than we've explored the oceans.
Definitely not true.
Okay. All right. Fun conversation.
I mean, there's no way that's true. But
It is true. I'm not saying all of space. I'm saying the lower space, like 400 miles up.
Oh, the distance we've gone into space.
Yes, because we've never gone through the Van Allen belt.
Okay. But we've gone further than that, than we've gone in the ocean. All right, I'll allow it.
What? The moon was beyond the Van Allen.
And we haven't been to it.
Yeah, I'm saying we didn't go to the moon.
Yeah, I know.
All right. That's another podcast, Tinfoil Hat.
Well, earlier he was saying that we've never been in outer space, and now he's saying we've explored the shit out of it.
I heard him yesterday say he didn't believe in black people.
Yeah, I do believe in black people. They're my favorite.
You do? That's great.
They're my favorite people out there.
Amazing grace, how sweet.
All right, did you miss any sports?
A little bit. But, you know, when I got back, as soon as I got back, more things change, more they stay the same. Clippers out.
Here's the thing.
I love that, like, the first text I get from Ari is like, oh, this is going to be bad for you guys. That's like the, now, hey, I'm back. Good to be back. Missed everybody. Oh, this is going to end bad for you guys.
The second text is like, oh, they're down 9. Do you guys have hope? You shouldn't, because they're still down 9. It's not going to happen. It's really
okay, dude. Before we get into that, I want to talk about our good friends at SeatGeek.com. SeatGeek, for all your ticketing needs, I use it all the time. I buy tickets to sporting events, to concerts, I'll probably be able to get some tickets to This Is Not Happening in June. I'm really excited about that. SeatGeek.com, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and let's see what's going on around here. What do we got?
I was going to say, when you use the code, you get $20 off your first purchase. And a bunch of people hit me up over the week of like, got fucking three Dodger tickets. And
Dodger tickets,
20
yep.
bucks off of that.
Keith Sweat's going to be performing. $98.
Yes. Keith Sweat should pay me to watch him.
Air Supply? Dude, are we going to go see Air Supply?
No.
Why?
Air Supply?
No. Air Supply.
What are you, a 60-year-old dad?
Yeah.
It's our hit, Sam.
I don't know, but you know what I'm talking about.
All out of love.
MC Magic. They got everything. And the best part of SeatGeek is they give you the lowest price and you work your way up. So you go, hey, dude, I can go. Can you slow down? I go see the Flaming Lips for $69. Bam!
First of all, that's a great price. That's a great band to see live.
$49 if you get your discount.
Yeah. Use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK. Get it. I use it all the time.
Where are they playing? Where are the Flaming Lips playing?
Go up. Go up. Click it. Click it. At
Ace Hotel.
Oh, downtown. Theater at the Ace, which is really great. How about Timber, guys? You want to go see Timber? Of course, we all do. Yeah. So let's see what tickets are available.
When are the Flaming Lips playing?
Flaming Lips are – what's the date on that?
May 9th.
Fly out for it. Dude, we'll all hang out.
When are you back, Ari?
I'll be back in LA. The very end of May, the very beginning of June.
Okay.
I got to run stories until then. I got to get a few down.
Dude,
we got some secret big guests coming up.
We got some great guests, and they're brought to you by SeatGeek.
The lead singer of Four Non Blondes?
Yep. Four Non Blondes coming on thanks to SeatGeek. SeatGeek for all your ticketing needs. Go to SeatGeek.com/PunchDrunk. Use the promo code PunchDrunk.
Or get the app and then put that in.
Get
the app. The app's better than the website.
I like the app. Aaron, do you like the app?
I do like the app.
Have you used it?
I have put in the promo code.
Bam!
If you know the guys at SeatGeek, let them know that you need a little piece on there for divorce filings.
Okay.
And then they weigh into it. You get divorce filings and your ticket.
Aaron,
we
could.
LegalZoom.
That's a great. We should get a divorce attorney sponsor. You could help us do that. Yeah. And we can just. We'll be there for you through all of this with our sponsors.
I respect that, dude. So go to SeatGeek, download the app, use the promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and help our friends out at SeatGeek.
I will say this, just based on Twitter and my Twitter, and I have the least amount of followers of everybody on this show, people love SeatGeek and people are loving Harry's Razors.
Yeah.
I got a bunch of people hit me up just in the last week saying, hey, man, I used it. Thanks.
I'm sorry. I didn't hear you. Did you say Harry's Razors or Ari's Anus? Because if you said Ari's Anus.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, it's still bad. Oh, God, it looks like a pussy.
No.
What is that?
Put it away.
I'm blinded.
Put it away.
I can't.
You've won.
Sam, help. Sam, are you still here? I can't see.
You win.
I'm blind.
You've won. You win, Ari. You win.
Oh,
you
win. God.
You win. Okay.
That's so bad.
You won, Ari.
Now, dude, something has happened here because everybody wants an update on your asshole, and I'll give it to you because I just stared into the eyes of the devil. All of the nubbins and the fucking big bumps and all that stuff is gone, and it's just this big, gaping, fucking flabby pussy.
Oh,
dude.
How does
stuff not just fall out of your ass?
Ari, can I ask you, when you were in the Philippines, did some voodoo doctor go, oh, I got a remedy. Take two chicken, shove a butt, throw a coral reef on there, and then say, I so fucking...
What happened?
I was bleeding over there. I wasn't bleeding out of my ass the whole time I was there. Maybe one
it
time.
It does look a little healthier.
Gushing.
Really? Maybe your butthole's allergic to something in your apartment.
I think it's Monsanto.
Are you still wiping your ass with sandpaper?
Dude, the sandpaper over there was awful. I'll tell you this. I didn't miss much about America. I wasn't thinking, like, what am I going to miss? But when I got home, I went straight to my parents' house, surprised them. They didn't know where I was, you know?
Oh, they probably thought home. You were dead.
They might have, yeah. I sent my mom flowers in February off the website.
I sent her some, too. I sent her some, too.
Look at you.
Yeah. But anyway, I took my first shit, wiped my ass. It is heavenly soft compared to over there.
What do they use? What do they use? Like shells?
Banana peels?
It's so hard. First of all, a lot of times they use nothing. They have a fucking bum gun where they just squirt fucking water into you, and you gotta scrub with your hands.
Love a bum gun.
Yeah, I brought some wet naps with me, which is a key bring. But man, this toilet paper in America, maybe it's it felt like a baby licking your asshole, just like smooth.
One of my top 10 favorite things.
A rim job.
I don't agree with any of this. I think it's disgusting. I think it's rude. Children are the future.
Oh, they got to know how to fucking gobble.
Licking your bunghole. Dude, I'm just saying, it's part of their culture over there. It's not a big deal.
Okay, I respect that.
That's why I just don't want to shake people's hands with that shit.
Hey, do you remember when we did these reads? Can you write those down? Can you remember those?
The time?
Yeah, time stamps. Real quick, NBA playoffs. Thoughts?
I am over the NBA right now.
You're done. Clippers, so your team's out?
Clippers
you're
and
out.
Bulls are done. I don't give a fuck. My new favorite team is whoever's playing Golden State. I think,
you see that score yesterday.
I was just going to say, Golden State better not sleep on Houston.
I think Houston's going to give them a lot more trouble than anybody thinks.
I quit watching that.
Are you already saying Houston's going to get past San Antonio?
Yeah, I do believe so.
I think so.
I mean, from yesterday, it sure looked like not only was it a loss on at home for San Antonio, but it was it showed like we're dominating you,
dude. I quit watching
the days of you have to have a bunch of defensive players out there is it's done. It is run and gun. Everybody's got to be able to shoot threes. San Antonio, the Clippers, all these other teams where they have a defensive stopper out there, you are now down a man offensively. So you just have to run and gun. Now, I think San Antonio's in trouble big time. They're an old team. LaMarcus Aldridge is not panning out for them. He doesn't like San Antonio.
I mean, Houston
he
just took home court advantage back in a major way. I quit watching that game when San Antonio, in the third quarter, cut it to 30. I'm done with this.
That's the NBA's big problem. It's either everything's a blowout. Now, the problem with San Antonio is that Tony Parker is literally like a 50-year-old out there. He's been playing professional sports since he was like 15 years old. He is now, I think, 35. This is how long he's been playing. He played against Shaq and Kobe the early years. Not like at the end of the game. Like back in the day, way back in the day. Like he's been playing
when they play together.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
Dude, he's been around forever, dude. Dude, you can't have a point guard that's that old in the NBA now. That has that much mileage on him. That's a lot of mileage.
Did you see Greg Popovich talk about that point guard that he just beat? Who did they beat in the first round?
They beat.
Who are you talking about?
Oh, San Antonio beat Memphis.
Memphis, and they were talking about their point guard. Somebody asked him about their Memphis's point guard, and he was like, he's great, man. He's got a lot of potential. I think he's one of the most underrated guys in the NBA. I think he's wonderful. And then like 15 minutes later, some other press guy goes, hey, what do you think of
Mike Conley.
What do you think of Mike Conley and the way his game grew? And he just looked at him, and he goes, did you just get here? Somebody give him your notes.
Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, Greg Popovich is very funny. He's in trouble, though. He's in trouble.
Well, definitely down one, and now you've lost home court advantage.
He does have Tim Duncan for the first time in his career. You could see him being very much like Belichick, riding this Tom Brady thing for a while.
Everybody did that. Phil Jackson without Michael Jordan would have never been shit.
Yeah, but that's every coach.
He rode Jordan, and then he jumped train.
Larry Brown was the one who could bump around and get teams to play high levels. But yeah, so, I mean, look how long he's been playing, since 2001. Like, he came here right around 9/11. Coincidence? Yeah. I don't think so. Okay.
So Utah's got no chance to get through Golden State, right? We all agree on that?
Yeah, they're going to get murdered.
Yeah, so it's going to be Houston, Golden State, and Cleveland versus...
Probably Boston, but I wouldn't sleep on Washington, man.
I wouldn't sleep
tough.
On Washington at all. They were winning that.
Great. Marquise Morris is playing great. Whatever his name is.
They were destroying them until Markieff Morris got hurt, but he says he's good for the next game. I think Boston's a draw. I think Boston, their problem is, listen, in the NBA, you need three types of players to be a championship caliber team. You need three all-stars, probably about three all-stars or three all-star level players. Then you need a franchise player, okay?
Pelicans have almost all of that.
Then you need a closer, a fucking gunner who is a natural put the ball in, okay? Sometimes you get all those in one, Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and all that stuff. If you look at the Cavs, they have three all-stars, they have a franchise player in LeBron James, and they have a closer in Kyrie Irving. You look at Golden State, you look at Houston, they all have that. Boston doesn't have a franchise player. Isaiah Thomas is not a franchise player.
Yes, he is.
No, he's not. He's not a guy you could build around.
May, Maybe he's just an all-star. Maybe just an all-star.
He's an all-star, and he's a closer. He's not a franchise guy. That's why they should have gone after Paul George.
You're saying he's not a guy they'll ever build a statue of outside their arena.
I think he's going to be a Hall of Famer, being that and scoring those points. But he's not a Kobe Bryant. He's not a LeBron James. He's a wonderful player. He's a compliment all-star. He's not a guy you could build a team around.
How did his sister die in a car accident?
Yeah.
That's rough, man.
He's a great player. 5'9", first guy. He scored the most points per game in a season now. Any Beltus Boston Celtics. That's amazing.
No, you said Boston. Okay, sorry.
Okay. But listen, dude, I mean, he's not a franchise player. He's just not.
Who else do they have around him is the problem.
They got some great compliment players. They got Al Horford, who is all-star. They have Marcus Smart. They have who's their other?
You're clearly reading this.
Yeah, 100%. What's his name? Crowder's good. He could be an all-star, right? Crowder. But they have no franchise player like a Paul
the
George.
Man, when he's on the line, he takes over on offense and defense.
Yeah, he's just a guy that leads you. And now your closer is Isaiah Thomas. So when the screws start getting tight, he can just shoot from everywhere and score. You need that shit. And that's why I think Boston's in trouble. That's my opinion. I think Washington's got three all-stars.
Could Washington or Boston get through Cleveland?
I think Washington could give Cleveland a lot of trouble.
I don't think they get through him, though.
I think John Wall could dominate Kyrie.
I think Golden State, their biggest threat is Houston. Once they get to the finals, I think Cleveland's in trouble.
I mean, unless the commissioner rigs it again this year to try to, like, hurt Golden State like it did last year.
Yep, 100%. Dude, make no doubts about it. It was in everybody's best interest that Cleveland won that championship last year.
Yeah, that was a bullshit suspension. Everybody knows it. That's tainted to me. I don't consider Cleveland having won a championship.
Well, you're the only one.
Yeah, I'll go on the record with that.
Okay.
If you are from Cleveland, you should still be saying we're looking for our first championship.
Are we agreeing that it's a Golden State-Cleveland rematch?
Like I said, Houston could give them problems.
I mean, looking that way, but, like, you know, I would probably – hold on. I wonder if I would take that not happening – like anything else other than that full thing happening versus that happening.
Like
okay.
the
I have take no the clue field. What you said right
You're saying
there,
take the
going.
Field, take the field versus that matchup. Any other matchup but that one.
Yeah, let me think. So we're talking about Boston or DC getting past Cleveland, or maybe if Toronto starts playing better.
Or
which
Houston.
Is probably unlikely. Or
Houston or Utah.
Utah getting through Golden State, which isn't gonna happen, or the winner of Houston San Antonio get through Golden State. Which could happen. I'd say that's about 50-50, that matchup happens or doesn't happen.
Uh-huh.
Not enough for a B.O.B., but.
I mean, it would be a 2 versus a 1. Boston's the 1.
Yeah, but Cleveland clearly didn't care about the regular season.
I agree.
No, Cleveland will destroy Boston. I think they'll have problems against Washington. That's just my opinion.
I agree with that.
And Washington's their biggest threat in the East. And then out West, I think Golden State's biggest threat, and I don't know if they can necessarily beat them, but it's definitely a big threat. Is Houston. And after that, I think they're just going to blow out Cleveland. They're just hitting on all cylinders. What? I mean, like, if you look at Cleveland versus Golden State last year, the biggest weakness was Barnes, their scoring forward, who's on Dallas now. He was a weakness. He wouldn't show up. Well, guess who you replace him with? Kevin Durant. And now you got, like, the second best player in the league.
They haven't fully meshed. They mesh sometimes, but they haven't fully, like, gotten it together.
I agree with that. There is a feeling of that.
And it's like, that should be done by All-Star break, not now.
Well, the thing is, every time he would get back, he would get hurt, and then he would miss a huge chunk of time, and then they would gel without him, and then he would come back in, and they would start to gel with him, and then he would get hurt again.
I don't know. Honestly,
be honest.
Why not just keep the team you got, get a little role player, get a different, like, seventh man, get a different fifth man, and that's it. And
here's
just like,
the big problem Golden State's going to have is they're not going to be able to pay everybody.
Yeah,
they're just not. And Draymond Green might not be the greatest offensive player on this team, but he's the glue. And then you got, you know, Steph Curry, who is the fucking engine. He's the face of this thing. So then it comes down to Kevin Durant or Klay Thompson.
His mom's hot.
Who?
Fucking Curry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, all these athletes' moms are starting
But
to
I'm
get
saying
hot.
She's hot.
Yeah. She
Can
is.
I just say that I don't think, since Steph Curry got hurt towards the end of the season last year.
How is it that your mom is hotter than your wife?
I mean, she's MILF hot.
That's a sister, too.
The sister's hot, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just imagine being the sister of these pro athletes going, just because you were born with a vagina, you can't make millions of dollars.
She can, if she got to the WNBA, she could make $48,000 a year. If she was
dude, look up the first pick in the NBA in the WNBA draft. She's hot as shit. And she's a white chick.
I hear what you're saying, but I can't see what you're looking at, so this is terrible.
Yeah, that's her. She's hot, so look her up. She's hot. I'd hit it hard like a champion.
I imagine you would fuck everybody in the WNBA.
I don't know, dude.
Dude, go no
that
down.
Chick's
you
hot?
Got the wrong one. Go down. That one right there in the middle. Right there. There you go. Click that. That's hot. For an NBA player, you wouldn't hit that. Dude. With those big dumb teeth.
What's her name?
Kelsey Plum.
Yeah.
Kelsey Plum with a K.
Yeah. When she's playing, she's not that. Come on. That's not hot. You wouldn't hit it. I'd knock the bottom off.
I mean, come on.
So what she looks like, she used Harry's razors on her mustache right there. So what?
There's a huge difference in would you hit it and is she hot? There's a huge, huge overlap.
Dude, look at that picture right there.
She's not hot.
She's hot. No, up, over. Nope, other way, That one, the black shirt.
There's 90 pictures up here. They all should be hot if she's hot. It shouldn't be like, no, look at this one.
That picture right there. You're an ass, dude. You are that one. Come on, she's hot.
I mean, she's
hot.
Female basketball player.
Yeah, hot.
Okay.
That's like Paige VanZant. Female athlete hot.
Paige VanZant's hotter than
she's
hot.
She's got the mouth of Jack Nicholson.
Dude, yeah.
She does have a Joker
this
mouth.
Yeah, city needs an enema. I love that picture. Look at those big teeth, dude.
I would not describe. I mean, she's not ugly. And for a WNBA player, she's
hot.
All right.
She's hot.
Hot's not a word I would throw around.
She's hot. She's hot.
You see her? Are you looking at her, Ari?
Yeah, I'm looking at her. I'm trying to see if I can send you guys a picture, but I don't think I can.
Yeah,
text is the one.
Don't worry about it. We don't need it. She's hot. Let's move on. Let's not be rude. Okay.
Like I said, I was like, I just won the argument. Let's just move.
Let's just move on.
And looking forward in the NBA to the 2018, not this year's draft, but the 2018 draft, where do you think the Clippers are going to get lottery picks there? I mean, do they have a chance?
Oh, breaking news, dude. You want some breaking news, Ari?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. I would like some, but I just need 1 second. Because
okay.
Of course.
All right.
Of course.
I'm going to tell you something. I got some inside scoop shit. It's some crazy stuff.
I also have something that you need to see, Ari. You need to go back, and I don't know if you saw it Saturday. You need to watch this heavyweight fight that was on Showtime.
Okay, we'll get
you
into
always
that.
Shit on boxing.
We'll get into that.
I know, but while he's getting the breaking news sound effect, I'm telling him he needs to go back and watch it. Then let's just sit here and be quiet while he waits to make this sound effect.
I'm saying boxing is whatever. There's good moments, but, like, that's it. And, by the way, looking back on Randolph Rupps, whatever her name is, the fucking female fighter.
Plum? Oh, the basketball chick we're looking at?
No. The UFC fighter who's done now.
Ronda Rousey, you retard.
Yeah, Ronda Rousey. She was 6-2. Okay, Sam, I think you have some news.
Okay, give it to me.
Breaking news.
From a very good, reliable source. J.J. Redick, the reason J.J. Redick fell off, they say, is because he got busted negotiating with the Knicks to get an $18 million a year contract. And the Clippers found out, and everybody freaked out on him. And that's why he shit the fucking bed, because everybody was pissed at him.
Wait, you mean for next season?
Yep.
Is he was secretly negotiating a contract?
Yeah, he was, which is a big no-no. So what you're going to see,
I mean, that's
dude,
a huge no-no. Hold on. That's weird. Wow.
Yeah. So what's going to happen, dude, is this. Look, here's what's going to happen, dude. The Clippers are going to go to the Knicks and go, listen, we could blow you up right now and the commissioner could take away all these draft picks. Or you're going to trade Carmelo Anthony for J.J. Redick and Chuck the Condor. Okay? We're going to send you our mascot.
But that's equally as illegal.
Yeah,
they should just blow him up.
No, because I want to get rid of J.J. Redick. Fuck J.J. Redick. Fuck J.J. Redick.
That's Tebow's favorite player on the Clippers.
It's my favorite player in the NBA. Quite honestly, maybe the greatest player to ever play the game. To ever lace up shoes.
I think Cliff Robinson.
Cliff Robinson from the trail. Yeah. The Jailblazers, Cliff
Jailblazers,
Robinson.
UConn Husky alum, one of the first to really popularize the headband during games.
Ari, have you heard about this 3-on-3 tournament Ice Cube's put together? He's gotten all these guys.
What's
just,
it called? It's called something weird.
Big Three.
Big Three, that's
the
what it
Big
is.
Three. And it's he's
Don
gotten
Barra
all these.
Sue him.
What?
Don Barra should sue him.
I would love that. I would love that. How did he get Big3.com?
I don't know.
I buy every version of my fucking thing. But yeah, dude, let's see who's playing. Let's see the teams. Can you go to the teams?
These are the captains.
Oh, these are Rasheed Lewis.
Oh,
I always wanted the Clippers
so
to get
bad.
Him.
Oh, Kenny really? Martin,
yeah.
Oh, White Chocolate's in it.
Yeah, Corey Maggette's in it. Oh, he's a coach. Are these the coaches?
These are the player captains.
So I
can
like
you go
spaghetti.
To the teams?
Bonzi player, Wells, Ball go. State University, ladies and gentlemen. Bonzi Wells.
Oh, Bonzi Wells.
He was there when
underrated.
I was there. He was there when I was there.
Very under Aaron.
Is that Jason Williams?
He was like
murderer?
A 6'7 center, right, Bonzi Wells?
No, he was a shooting forward, I believe.
I love how mostly. Everybody's either a captain or a coach. I love it. So here, let's go through these teams. Dude, these are some fun teams. Allen Iverson's twice on his team. Look at that.
Is it full court or half court?
It's half court.
Yeah, that makes sense. So you're not going to see a lot of breakaway
dunks. You know what they should do?
Like
is just
go back to those teams again.
I'm trying to find the roster.
That's all right there. They're all right there.
Yeah, but they got Allen Iverson
twice. I mean,
twice.
Dr. J is not playing, right?
No, he's a coach. You're right.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yeah. So those are kind of interesting.
Jermaine O'Neal and Bonzi Wells. That's a team I'm rooting for right there.
I'm rooting for Allen Iverson, one of my favorite players of all fucking time.
I always loved him, too.
Here we go.
Now, Ari, did you get back in time? Oh, here are the teams. Are these the teams?
Draft results.
These are the drafts. Who went number one?
Rashad McCants.
Really?
Tar Heel.
I don't even know who Andre Owens is. Reggie Evans. Half these guys are garbage.
Kwame Brown.
Kwame Brown.
Oh, Brown.
Remember Kwame Brown went to the worst guy to play for, Michael Jordan, and then went to the second worst guy to play for, Kobe Bryant?
I do.
Who the fuck is Eddie Bestine?
Ruben Patterson.
Probably a street ball player.
So when is this? Where is this going to be on?
I think it's on ESPN. Oh, no, it's on TNT. TNT.
So it's on TNT, and it's like a is it a tournament or is it like they do a whole season? What is it?
I think it's gonna be a season.
Oh really?
Yeah, league.
That's interesting.
I think it's great. I love basketball. I could watch it all day.
Teve, how did you feel when the comeback started?
Oh, Super Bowl!
When we won the Super Bowl, I was just happy we won.
Touchdown! You're like, gotta be like, oh, whatever, fine, whatever.
I mean, I think you know how I felt. I think it's obvious how I felt.
Bad.
And I always say this: here's what happened in that game. It's bullshit. Other than it was total bullshit, and he did not score a touchdown. There's several pictures of this guy's knee down and the ball's not over. That's not to say they wouldn't have scored on the next play, but we saw what the Patriots did against Seattle when they were on the goal line. Hey, the fumble, anything could happen. So I do not honor this victory. I do not accept it, and I do not acknowledge it. But I will say this. When Atlanta lost that game, look at that, bro. That knee is down. That ball is not across the plane. Not there. There's another picture. You'll see it. But Atlanta's defense, which is very young, pretty much got butt-fucked on that last drive. Six-minute drive. Look at this. Watch that knee down. Where's that ball? That's on the ground. Where's the ball? That ball's not across.
Ball's right there.
Exactly.
You're right, dude. You're right.
All I'm saying is they should have got another shot at it.
You're right.
Seeing what could have happened. But whatever. Whatever. That's why I don't acknowledge it.
What would it have been? What would the situation have been?
Second and one.
With how much time left?
Overtime.
Okay.
Overtime. So
they just needed a touchdown or they needed a field goal?
Field goal, we would have got the ball. Touchdown, game's over. Field goal, we get a shot.
Oh, it's real close here. I mean, it's an inch.
I mean.
Wow, this is a really good one. Go to the Falcons Wire.
I know you just got back to America, but I'm obsessed over this bullshit for fucking months.
Wow, that's a really good slow-mo.
That's the one we're on.
Aim.
I mean, sure. It's tough to decisively call that a touchdown.
What did you think of Dallas Cowboys draft, Ari?
We're not a draft team.
You're not a draft team. You're fucking rookie and your quarterback were drafted.
Good point. I'll take it back.
Yeah. He drafted an entire new team. You got everything about your team is good.
Well, we're going to replace our whole defense, so it's like we'll see. I don't know how these guys are going to be. I didn't know how Ezekiel Elliott and fucking this, the fucking Dax Shepard or whatever his
Can
name is.
Can we all be honest, dude? Can we be honest? Shepard. Can we be honest? Why would you name your kid Taco? I mean, it's like,
I love it.
Nickname, what? Nickname. It wasn't his real name. They just started calling him Taco.
I love it. I think it's a great nickname.
Well, if you love so much, why don't you marry it? Come on. Boom. Boom.
That nice kid's one. Good.
Nice. What's his real name? Look at his real name.
What's his real name?
Look at this.
It's like some crazy name.
Vedante.
Vedante. Okay, what's worse, Taco or Vedante?
I'd rather be Taco than Vedante.
I'd rather be Taco, absolutely. For sure.
Yeah, Vedante sure. Sounds like I'm a gay hairdresser. Yeah. Hi, welcome to Vedante.
I would change it to Taco Schaefer. Taco Schaefer sounds better. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Ari, what do you think about the Raiders going to Vegas?
So glad. Put it all together. Hey, terrorists, here in Vegas,
what?
We hate your freedoms and we fucking hate Muslims. Terrorists, in Vegas, we spit on the Quran. Come find us at the Raiders games every Sunday.
Ari, what is your address so Vegas. We can put it out there so they can attack you?
The whole city. The
I
whole
dare.
City hates, Ahmed's.
I dare any terrorist to attack Vegas and Oakland State New Stadium.
You can't do
I
it.
Dare you.
Shut up.
I bet you won't.
Shut
ISIS.
Up.
You got
Stop
balls?
Being an asshole.
You got
I
balls, ISIS.
Put garbage in a garbage dump. That's exactly what happened. I love
I'm gonna it. Like, I'm going to like the Raiders in Vegas. I think it's going to be fun.
I'm excited, and it's going to be new all aboard.
I'd go there to watch them before I'd go to Oakland and watch them.
I'm going to Oakland this year. Hey, Ari, a bunch of Oakland Raiders fans and Dallas Cowboys fans are going to Oakland Stadium to watch Cowboys versus Raiders. You want to go? Brad Ertz? What?
Oh, PC, is the schedule come out?
Yeah.
Is that
yeah. No. A real game.
Season.
Regular
really?
Season. Yeah. You want to go?
It's going to be. Look at when is it? Yeah, sure. When is it?
We're
yes,
gonna
I do.
Go look it up. You got to. Can you look it up?
You should go to Mexico City.
What?
You should go to the Mexico
you
City.
Should, I've already been
who
to
is
Mexico
it?
City.
Who do you play?
Who do I play?
Raiders are playing in Mexico City.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to Mexico City.
But I'm saying,
City.
Who do they play in that game?
I don't
game?
Know. Look it up.
That's their schedule.
Okay, let's
Wait,
see.
Who do they play in Mexico City?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Oh, we play Cowboys December 17th.
Let me look up. Hey, so what are the Rams games then? You guys want to go to some Rams games?
Yeah, I wanted to go to see the Falcons, but Tebow had a fucking vagina bleeding session and wouldn't let me go to the game.
It's a Patriot.
Remember when I got you guys Falcons tickets last year and you didn't go?
No, he did go, and then he wouldn't let me go. And even though he had an extra ticket, I still couldn't go.
I just threw it away. I was like, well, no one wants this, and I just threw it in the trash. Dude, I had to have a place to put my coat. We got Jeff Fisher fired at that game. Who do they play?
The Pats in Mexico City.
Oh, okay, Patriots Raiders in Mexico City. That'll be 100,000 people at that thing.
Yeah, all fucking Raiders fans.
100%. I hope so.
I hope so,
I don't
too.
Even acknowledge the Patriots as an organization anymore.
I'd fuck them and the clique that they claim.
Seahawks? That'll be a lot of people want to go to that.
Are you looking at what game? Oh, you know, unless it's...
LA Raiders schedule.
I'm out.
Hey, guys. Who had the best draft? Tebow. Best draft. Cleveland? San Francisco?
Probably. Yeah, both of them are up there. Cleveland, San Fran. A lot of people did good. I mean, this was a crazy draft.
Right.
The first pick went what we thought it would be.
Yeah.
And everything after that was chaotic.
Chaos. Now... The Chicago.
If I'm Mike Glennon, I'm mad as fuck.
Well, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm mad as fuck.
Yeah.
Your GM drafted a guy he never met with.
And by the way.
Yeah. He drafted that quarterback Trubisky or whatever his name is.
Mitchell.
They never even worked him out. They never met with him. They never sat down with him. They didn't do any of that shit.
Wow.
And they gave up half their draft for him.
They'd been scouting him since like... The beginning of the college season, though, from what I read.
So where? Look it up.
I'm sure they did their due diligence on it. They didn't just randomly
do that.
Yeah,
I mean, they weren't just like, oh, he's here.
That guy played 13 more college games than Ari.
He's far.
Than you, than me.
Bad.
True, but that's not a lot of college games.
He played 13 college games, and he was the second overall
pick. And
you
probably could have gotten him at 9 or 10. They
I don't know about that.
Yeah, because Kansas City wanted the guy they got.
I don't know about that. He'd have been gone by then. There's a
Who
would have
gotten him?
I mean, the Niners were flirting with him. Mm-hmm. Houston was flirting with all. There's about five teams that were calling San Fran, and San Fran told the Bears, hey, you guys want this guy at three, but we're taking calls, and everybody's saying they're going to draft him. So the Bears go, all right, well, we'll draft him. We'll trade up.
Oh, fuck. Dude, stop.
Sam just shit his pants in the studio.
I farted. Goddamn, wake up.
That's got to be more than that.
Are you going to shit?
Is he really going to check?
Are you really going to shit?
He's going to check his pants.
No, I'm not.
Did you shart? Let's see, yes, Sam. Let's see.
He moved pretty quickly out. He
Sam,
hustled out.
Let's see your stain, Sam.
He just hustled out.
He didn't even close the door. He shit himself.
The name of this episode has to be Sam Shit Himself.
Demand to see his underwear when he gets back. Demand it.
Oh, God. I can't even imagine that. Now, Ari, if you were to shit yourself, what would that look like? Let's just see. Oh, wow.
Jesus. God damn. Why my face, bro? What the fuck? There you go. You happy now?
Jesus Christ, dude.
Oh, God.
Spray that shit right in my eyes.
Damn it. Oh, I didn't even notice that Ari put his asshole on.
Thanks, Ari.
Oh,
God damn it.
It was like a smoke screen for Ari to get his dick on the stream.
Ari, do it again so when he comes back, it'll be all up in there and we'll act like it's not. No, go with the spread the asshole.
Damn
open
it.
Really good. Open your dick hole, bro. Let me see what's going on inside of there. This whole episode is brought to you by buttholes.
Ari's dick hole.
Yeah, dude, get it saying something. Like, you be talking, but make it look like it's that.
Hold on, let me get it really close.
Now it does.
Thank you.
Yeah, now, and let me, like, do an interview, and I'll ask you a question. How did you like hanging out in, you know, Vietnam?
Well, you know, overall, Vietnam was...
It's rude. It's rude.
You have a stupid-looking pee hole, bro. I'm just going to say that on record.
Food, the banh mi sandwiches were good.
Sandwiches. Dude, jam something in there.
Hard.
Jam like a toothpick in there.
Sam, you farted and it slipped past Aaron. Some nudity slipped past Aaron into the stream.
Oh, yeah.
You were like a smoke screen for
that's
a,
what we're talking for a Sam,
dick. Sam, let me see your underwear. I want to see your underwear.
Ari wants to see your underwear. Yeah.
Nope.
Prove you did not shit yourself.
I didn't shit myself.
What does that say behind you, Ari? What's that
taped
to your wall?
Yeah.
There's something Duncan's girlfriend left, I think.
My body, my choice.
Yeah,
have you seen Duncan since you've been there?
Live, laugh, love.
She also left this.
An aborted baby.
This pussy crap's back.
Oh, I see what you mean. It's one of those March paraphernalia.
Yeah. Hey, America, how are those peaceful marches working out? Any progress yet with those peaceful marches?
No shit. All it does is just break up traffic and give people a sense of entitlement. I've done something. No, you haven't.
My part, I was on a peaceful march.
I wonder how many of those people that are bitching about Trump just didn't even vote. They didn't vote against him. They're just, and now they're pissed.
Yeah.
And now they're marching.
Well, more women voted for Trump than they voted for
Hillary. Thank God for the men, by the way. Thank God more women have voted for Trump, or we'd be in a lot of trouble with women.
Oh, so the Bears actually did hold a secret workout for him at UNC's campus. I'm surprised you're not behind this guy being a Carolina guy.
I am.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me about him.
He's going to be a good player.
Tell me about him.
Problem is that he's spent most of his time in shotgun.
Yeah.
So he isn't good under center.
Yeah.
Didn't play a lot of games.
Yeah.
He just didn't need a while.
Didn't run a pro-style offense.
Yeah.
So he's going
like
to be
he's perfect.
He's going to be, like, in a classroom for a year.
He's comparable to Aaron Rodgers, though. And he got a few years to sit and then came out, and now he's the best quarterback in the league. I think it's the same situation.
Not the best.
I think sitting behind Brett Favre is better than sitting behind Mike Glennon.
Well, I mean, if you're sitting, who cares?
Derek Carr is the best. And then after that, it's all dog shit.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Am I right?
I mean, Derek Carr, I'd probably say top 12 quarterback.
Yeah.
Top 12.
I would.
Top 30%.
Okay. Who's better?
Better than Derek Carr?
Yeah.
Cam Newton.
I mean.
No.
Matt Ryan.
Barely.
Cam Newton.
I mean, he was the MVP of the season.
Barely.
Brady. Breeze.
Not really. Breeze isn't what he used to be.
Rodgers.
I mean, I would still take Breeze over Carr.
Rodgers, barely.
Aaron Rodgers.
Garbage.
Cam
Andrew
Newton.
Luck, maybe.
This is.
But I mean, he's.
Oh, yeah. I'd take Russell Wilson over Derek Carr. Yeah. All right.
I wouldn't. I'd take Roethlisberger over Carr.
You're crazy, dude. You're crazy. This guy delivers.
For one year, I would. For 1 year, I'd take Roethlisberger. Not for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Carr's, yeah. I mean, top.
Without a doubt, Derek Carr is probably the best ever played.
He's no J.J. Redick. But Carr's got a lot of weapons. Hey, no excuses for him now.
Yeah. Yeah.
No excuses for him now.
We got there's never an excuse.
Mark Rippon?
Oh, you can always – you would get an excuse. Oh, he doesn't have a good running back.
Mark Rippon.
He doesn't have a good running back. Oh, he doesn't have a good tight end. Oh, he only has a good two receivers. Now he's stacked. Now he's got a good line, four fucking good running backs, a good tight end, three good receivers. There's no excuse for him.
Nobody said there's excuse. Murray was dog shit. Why do you think that the Vikings went and got Cook? Because they realized he's not good.
Yeah.
Murray was garbage. He'd have this wide open lane, couldn't get through, and they get 2 yards.
Yeah, the problem with running backs is when they jump off fast. Yeah.
He never dropped off because he was never there.
Agreed.
He just wasn't good.
Agreed.
He was very good in Dallas.
Who, Murray?
DeMarco Murray?
Oh, shit. I don't know. Okay, we're going to try to do this.
Oh, all right. This is going to we're getting
Wait,
a call.
Do you think Mark Rippon has the worst skin of any NFL player of all
yes,
time?
Yes. I'm going to learn how to do this. Hold on. Danishin O'Neal.
Oh.
Okay, let's see if this works. Did we lose him?
Are you there?
Fuck. Hello?
Yeah, he's on hold.
Hey, Ari!
Hold on, we got to work this.
See where it says pause? There you go.
Okay, hold on.
See if that works.
Hold on. Hold on. Oh, are they all at the same time?
Ari, are you there?
You remember when that guy showed it to us?
Oh. Yeah, but it's been so long.
I don't know what just happened. You guys are horrible people.
We're trying.
Happens.
We're trying, Ari. We're trying to do both. But they won't let me do it.
Drunk Katie called.
Oh, hold on. Hold on. Look at that. There's the plus. Add people. Let me, I think I know.
We've done it right before.
We did, but then somebody left for fucking 5 months, and now we're so dumb, we can't figure that shit out. We need to do things repeatedly.
No, we couldn't figure it out before I left. We did it right before, like, 9 months ago, and then we didn't do it right from 8. It turned off.
Let's see if this works. Are you there, Ari?
I'm here. My video's turned off, but I'm here.
Okay, that's fine.
Let's see if you don't have enough Skype credit. Go fuck yourself. I got my Skype credit?
Bitcoin.
Have Ari call us. Maybe that's the key.
No, let's just keep going. Okay. We'll figure it out.
Should I call in?
You're Ari called in.
Do you have video now, or is your video gone?
I see you, but you don't see me.
I do see you. What do you think? You're a ghost?
Yeah, we see you.
No, it said my video was turned off. But I assume
we see you.
Did you ever see the did you ever see the story where the weird, like, Kenyan voodoo doctor convinced this guy he was invisible and nobody could see him?
I used to do that at my sister.
And he walked into a store and tried to steal a chicken, and he was just naked, and he grabbed the chicken and tried to walk out with it, and everyone's like, dude, what are you doing?
He thought he was invisible? Yeah. Oh, God, that's great. You used to do that with your sister? How old is she?
She was like 5. I was like, she would cry.
She was like 35 years old.
What would you do? Nobody can see you.
Yeah, I had a little magic wand, and I'd tap her on the head and pretend she can be
seen. Does she accept your phone calls?
We got over it.
We got to figure out how to get calls on this thing.
We really do.
I mean, the more things change, the more they stay the same, just like Ari said.
It just fucking happened.
And I think we just lost Ari again.
They may have updated the app, and now it's reversed. Now he's got a call, and then we can take calls.
See what that does.
Hello?
Okay, I think we're all together.
Here we go.
Hello?
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 Hey, what do we got? Welcome to the SeatGeek Celebrity Hotline, brought to you by Harry's Razors. Who do we have on the line?
Yeah, I'm taking a lot of car bombs over here.
Drunk Katie.
Hi, Harry.
Thanks, Katie.
You drink a lot of car bombs over in Asia?
What time is it where you're at, Katie?
Oh, you're drinking Mai Tais.
What time is it where you are right now?
It's time to drink a lot of car bombs.
It's car bombs 30.
Car bombs. I generally drink beer and some rum, and that was pretty much it.
I was at the Red Sox game last night. I was trying to hit on Adam Jones, and the fans ruined it for me.
Oh, I heard a lot of they were calling Adam Jones the N-word. They threw peanuts at him, a bag of peanuts. It's chaos. Yep.
They were fucking cock blockers.
They're blocking you Yeah. I think, like, the
I was twerking for them, and I showed them my tits, and they got upset about it.
Oh, they get mad still when black guys bang white chicks. They hate that shit.
I think I had it in the bag.
Katie, you sound like you may have been doing some drinking today already. You already tied on a little bit?
Yeah, I put a cobweb in my Cheerios.
It sounds horrible. And I'm a fucking drunk. That sounds terrible.
When you drop Jaeger into fucking beer, or what is it? What's
that
it
is, yes, sir, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then you took that and dropped that into Oreos?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a Cheerios?
It's like a turducken of booze.
I put the Cheerios into the drink, and then drank it all down.
Oh, I see what you mean.
You know, I bet you that you could, we should make a bet on how many car bombs do we think Katie had. And you could make that bet on BetDSI for all your bet needs. Go to BetDSI, use a promo code PUNCHDRUNK, and get all your bet needs. UFC, NBA, baseball starting, boxing's going, all this stuff. Go to BetDSI, use a promo code PUNCHDRUNK. $10 betting cash. It takes about 20 minutes to 2 hours to get your money. Bam! Bet the aside for all your bet needs.
Is there a bet you can make on John Jones actually showing up for his next fight?
Oh, that's a great question. Now,
is he single?
Yeah, he is.
Katie,
when two black guys are fighting each other, like, is it hard for you to root for one over the other?
Good question.
My nipples are hard.
Good answer.
Now, this is a crazy
fight. If it's Anthony Johnson and Cormier, I'm going for Johnson. Cormier, he looks like a fire hydrant.
He does look like a fire hydrant.
Dude, how crazy is this? This isn't even the undercard for the 211, which is Stipe Miocic versus Junior Dos Santos. I know I fucked his last name up. But the undercard is on FX, not Fox Sports. It's never on FX.
Never on Fox Sports.
Yeah, no, they'll do like the undercard on Fox Sports.
Fox, yeah, yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on FX.
There must be some other event on Fox Sports that they can't get out of.
Yeah, that's crazy. Because
they did that before when I went to watch the last fight night, which was fantastic, about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks
ago. Diego Sanchez got knocked out?
Yeah, that one.
I went to that. We got two tickets for the last two fights.
Oh, really?
Nate Bargatze just found some guy who works with the UFC, and he was like, can you get me like 10 tickets? So me and Sean Patton went in for the last two fights. We walked in, saw Diego get knocked out. We're like, that was pretty cool, and then we left.
Yeah, I was watching that, and it was supposed to be on Fox Sports 1, and Fox Sports 1 still had baseball on it. So they go, hey, man, we've moved it to Fox Sports 2 because this baseball game's still going on. So there must be something they already had booked on Fox Sports to throw it on FX. I don't
Speaking
think that's
of fighting, Ari... our Patreon podcast is doing really well. I think we should have something. If we get up to 500 subscribers at $5 a pop, you and I should fight at the next Jason Ellis Mania in September. If we get up to 500 subscribers. What?
They changed the name to Jason Ellis Mania?
No, it's Ellis Mania.
Oh, okay.
Well, I wanted to bring it up because Jason Ellis is fighting this weekend in King of the Cage.
September what?
I don't know. We'll find a date.
On the undercard, I'll be fighting Nanny.
Are you training at all?
Maybe Mark Ellis should fight Jason Ellis for the title.
Ellis title?
I love that. All right, what do you think about that? 500 subscribers, $5 a pop on Patreon. We get to that, you and I fight.
All right, stand up. Let's see what kind of shape you're in.
Fight what, Sam?
Fight together.
He just has the belt on.
You are nothing way else. Better shape than I am.
All right, you're really in great shape as long as you don't.
You're in way better shape.
Let's see how the asshole looks, though.
This is the first time.
Did you lose two subscribers?
When they bill.
Oh, my God, dude. What is wrong with you? Katie, and you can't see any of this, but Ari's pretty much just has a belt on now. That's it.
Katie doesn't want to
see. Did Ari get the rejuvenation surgery in Thailand?
Yes.
All right, did you get your...
Look how much lighter that looks than that.
All right, you look kind of jacked. Sam, you better be worried. Look at those abs. And look what's below the abs.
I'm down to 170 now. At all. I was 180 when I left. I'm down to 170 now.
You were what'd you weigh when you left?
So thin.
What'd you weigh when you left, buddy?
180 something.
Well, so you lost like 15 pounds?
Yeah.
I'm not worried.
How's your cardio?
How's the cardio?
Not great. Not great.
Well, I think neither of us are.
You hiked a lot.
Neither of our cardio's.
I do a lot of hiking. My cardio's as well as it ever was, as good as it ever was. Sam, get off the phone. My cardio's as good as it ever was.
Hey.
Sam.
Are you going to play in a catch weight?
We're going based on like what we used to be.
Yeah.
There's no way you'll beat me, Sam.
All right. So agree to it. 500 subscribers. That's 300 more. At $5 a pop, you and I will fight. Agree to it.
At $5 a pop.
That's asking a lot.
Subscribers. By when?
By when? How long?
Well, it would have to be by August if you want to fight in September.
I think we got to do it by a certain month so we could tell Ellis that we're going to do it.
And we're doing what? MMA rules.
Whatever you want to do. I say kickboxing.
No, because all I ever trained in was 10 years ago jiu-jitsu. You can't take away the one thing I've trained.
All right, we'll do MMA rules.
Or we can just do straight jiu-jitsu.
MMA rules.
But you can stomp when people are on the ground. You can still head stomp.
No elbows to the face.
UFC rules with no elbows to the face.
Okay, no elbows or knees.
Japanese pride rules.
Japanese pride. I agree with Drunk Katie. Japanese pride rules.
No socks.
10-minute round out the beginning.
We need somebody punching our hands if we get on the ring. We need somebody like punching our hands off to get off the ring.
I'll give you a yellow card.
Ari, do you agree to that?
Let me hear what. Okay, if we get 500 subscribers, then we will fight around mid-September.
By the end of May? What do you want to do about it?
End of May, no.
No, by the end of June.
July.
By the end of July.
Ari wants no part of this. He's really thinking it over.
Yeah, he totally doesn't. By the end of July, if we have 500 subscribers at $5 a pop, Ari and I are going to fight.
What do they get on Patreon? What do they get on that?
Tell them what they get.
For $5, they get the weekly show from the Comedy Store.
We do a weekly show for the Comedy Store.
A bonus show.
Yeah, we do
a
one
bonus
a week.
Show. And guess who beat up Schaub and fucking both of them from Five Other Kid? Teeb did. I didn't even have to send Sam in to get his face worked over. We had them both in. There's fucking proof is in the pictures. You see, I got them both in a headlock. You see, their faces look like they're in a lot of pain. And I'm not done with them.
Yeah.
I'd like to hang out with those two.
I bet you would, Katie. Katie, would you let both of them go double teaming on you?
I mean, is that even a real question? Of course.
I didn't mean to insult you. I take that back. I apologize.
Good point.
Hey, Ari, did you fuck anyone on your trip?
I fucked two girls, and then I made out with another one.
Ari, are you?
So you could have a kid somewhere in Thailand?
Good question.
No, the one girl, the one I used no condom with was American.
Oh, look who's a Rod Goggins superstar.
Good for you, Ari.
Thanks, Katie. I really appreciate it. How are your tits looking these days?
Great.
They're still holding up. I don't know how it's happening, but
I don't either. I agree.
Such a drunk cokehead. Your body has managed to stay together.
Unbelievable.
Way better.
Unbelievable. It's the magic of black dick, dude. It's just like it's like a youth injector.
Remember when Katie,
have you ever gone to the gym and you have a car bomb in your water bottle and you hit the treadmill?
Wait, you take a water bottle full of beer and then you drop Jaeger into that water bottle.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, then you hit the treadmill and you sweat it out so you can keep drinking more.
Well, I believe that. Remember,
do you make new car bombs while you're at the gym? Or do you bring in multiple?
Yeah, why wouldn't you? Why waste the time?
Yeah, that is true. Why waste the time? Remember, Katie, when you were having sex at the Comedy Store in the bathroom and somebody opened the door and you got mad at them because they walked in when the door was unlocked?
Yeah, it was that guy Frank Castillo. He kept opening the door.
Yep.
Now,
I said, you want to take a peek while you get down here? Look at this black cock reaming me from behind.
That's exactly what was happening. That is exactly what was happening. And then she got mad at Frank for opening the door. He goes, why didn't you lock the door? She's like, why are you fucking coming in here? She's just getting hammered.
When the dick is there, you don't got time to lock the door. You just start taking it.
She's just getting fucked from behind, screaming at Frank, why are you coming in here? And he goes, why didn't you lock the door if you're going to be doing this?
500
subscribers. There's a show on the stage and there's a show in the bathroom. You got to pick which one you want to watch.
That is true.
By July. 500 subscribers.
End of July.
By the end of July. Okay. 500 subscribers. $5 a pop.
I like how Ari has a belt on and he just threw a hat on. Like, I got to have some decency.
What does that say? Make Thailand great again?
I don't know. It's in Burmese. I have no idea what it says. I don't know any Burmese people that can translate it for me. I think it says take it easy, but I'm not sure.
I saw a great hat that said...
take it easy!
I saw a great hat that said, make America
awful,
great Britain
awful
again.
Awful Burmese impression. Make America what?
Great Britain again.
Hey, Ari, are you enjoying the... anybody want to talk hockey playoffs?
Yeah, okay. Hold on, Sam. Yeah. If we get 500 subscribers by June 15th, when I'm in L.A., which I'll try to come in for some podcasts, and that's when I'll bleach my asshole.
Okay.
That's fast.
Yeah, dude. I'll fight you at Ellis Mania in September.
July. He said July.
He said June 15th.
July 15th.
June, he said.
Let's do July.
Okay, I'm leaving June 22nd. I'm leaving L.A.
It doesn't matter if you're here or not. We just see the subscribers up there in September. We're going to fight.
Okay, fair enough. So by July 1st?
By the end of July, if we have 500 $5 subscribers, we will fight. Deal?
Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome.
It is
But let's fight for charity.
All right. No.
What charity do you do?
I'm doing the charity on the Patreon is going to the network to build it. Fighting the Kid said they'll be on our network. Ari.
Take it or stream the fight.
Fighting the Kid said they'll be on our network.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Get them big brown breakdown.
Let's get him on the network and then beat the fuck out of him.
That's the plan, dude. They're going to come in here like, hey, let's record this thing. Surprise, bitch. Who's under the table? Biting your ankles? Me! They're like, oh, is there a cobra down here stinging me? No, that's Tebow. I slept under the table, and now I'm ripping at your ankles.
He's so retarded.
Sam, let me see your body now. Take off your shirt.
Let me see what you got.
All right, you stand up. Let's see what you got.
Look at that.
How much over two? I can't see your belly.
It's bad.
It's there. It's prevalent.
It's prevalent. It's really bad.
Sam, what do you weigh right now?
210.
What's your
No body? Way.
Yeah.
And how tall are you?
6 foot.
6 foot, 210. Are you obese? Let's see.
Hold
on.
Wow.
Come on,
wow.
Dude.
Wow.
Hey.
Let me see here real quick. 6 feet, 210. 6 feet, 0 inches. 210. But by the way.
Why? Are you going to find out he's obese and then not pay off his trip that you're going to promise him to?
I'm overweight, but I'm not obese, dog.
You're overweight. 8.48. You're overweight.
I'm overweight. I think we all know that, ass fuck.
Only an American celebrates being overweight and not obese. Hell yeah, I can put on another 10.
Let's see how much farther you could go. Okay.
Yeah, let's see how much farther he could go but before he's actually obese.
I think you'd gain 10 pounds and then be obese.
You could about 220 is about how far you could go.
And go fuck yourself!
So yeah, you got 10 more.
You got
just put on 9 pounds.
Lose weight, dog.
Put on nine pounds. How many rounds are you guys gonna do? I say you do 35-minute rounds.
Well, Sam, maybe you'll lose some weight when I'm choking the shit out of you.
All right.
I say you guys do 35-minute rounds.
All right. No knees to the face. No elbows to the face. Those are the rules. No knees to the gut, to the dick. Those are the rules.
That's already in the rules.
Okay. We're just punches, kicks, and chokeouts.
Who's going to train you? I think Ari should train with
Mickey Gall should train with
Ari. Maybe one of the Gracies in New York?
No, but I tell you what I will do. I'm going to wear my 10th Planet white belt t-shirt into the octagon.
Wow. You should bring some. You still got a drawer full of finger puppets too, dipshit?
Yeah, maybe I'll bring those in.
You got one on each. Yeah, that's your signature move. You dazzle him with a fucking finger puppet show.
Unbelievable.
How about Fuji dust? Is that allowed?
Ooh, good question. Fuji dust.
No Fuji dust. Maybe.
No Fuji dust? That's half my game.
That I'm is half
wear
the
my,
game.
I'm going to wear my goggles then. Sand, I'll wear my goggles.
Sand into the eyes.
You're wearing your goggles now. What are these new glasses,
These
man?
Are my 80s hip-hop retro fucking.
Get those hand-me-down. Did you get this hand-me-down some dice?
No, those the really work. Out. These That's are real funny. Glasses. These are real glasses.
When your eyes get bad?
I've had bad, eyes,
bad,
for
bad eyes for a while. I actually need new glasses. These are starting to not be good enough.
Yeah, because you're dying.
Slowly. But surely. Let's do, like, who thinks who will die for, like, when do you think you'll die? What age?
My family goes forever.
Really? Mine doesn't.
I'll probably die. Steve, you'll be on some sort of bender.
I'll be first, and I'll probably,
won't
see
60. Who do you think 60. Goes
first? I won't see.
Before we say who's going to go first, I'll tell you how we're each going to die, okay. And then we'll tell you if it go first.
Heart attack.
Steve would be a bender.
Heart attack.
Sam would be his heart giving out. I would be in some sort of like bull attack.
I'm going to get cancer or I'm going to have a heart attack.
Yeah.
I dare God to give me cancer.
Cancer, but I don't think I'll be alive.
Say that, dude. That shit happens, bro. Don't put that out
it's
there.
It's going to happen. You just got to roll
I'm
with
I'm going to live forever.
I'm going to live forever. Bam.
I'm going to learn how to fly high. No, we're not taking any calls.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Somebody call me?
Hey, Dice, welcome
Dice,
to the show.
Dice,
Triple H went through your drawers and stole your glasses.
I did not steal them, Dice.
Hey, Triple H, I know you didn't steal them, but you're kind of stealing my style, and you may be banned.
Oh, no! I didn't rifle through your... I didn't rifle
There's
through your
There's only one guy in town that could go with the old Jewish look. You know, what are you, an Italian-Armenian?
Yeah, I am. Joining us
Why are you wearing glasses like Shelley Berman? That's my thing!
Joining us in studio, real quick, Ari.
You're wearing glasses like Shelley Berman?
Ari, guys, real quick, I want to introduce somebody to the show. Just join us in studio for the final, 15 minutes. Court McCown, how are you, bud?
I'm good, buddy. I can't believe it's actually Ari Shaffir.
Yep. That's
Holy
him, right? And
shit.
On the phone, Dice Clay. Dice
Andrew Dice
there?
Clay.
Dice!
Never heard of this McCown guy.
Come on. Come on, dude. Chill.
Sure enough, he's not a bad-looking guy. I'm watching on the YouTube.
Incredibly good-looking dude. Incredibly good-looking guy. Should be doing all those Viagra commercials.
I take all the Viagra, so I should do it.
I heard you took the bus. Can you tell me the story of you taking the bus?
Yeah, Dice, didn't you take the bus once?
They called the Adam Jones guy a nigger?
Oh, hey!
Oh!
Jesus Christ. Dice, don't say that
working
shit.
Out, that's a new opener for me.
I'm working out for you. Jeez.
I got here just in time.
I'm a bus-related topical bits now. It's kind of hard to write, but I like the challenge.
Yeah, Dice, didn't you, you took the bus once, didn't you?
He did there. He got it.
Yeah, Dice, you said you had to put the phone down.
Hey, Wheels, haven't heard you in a while.
You know, just writing an email to Donald Trump. No big deal.
Okay, all right.
Are you friends with Trump, Wheels?
Yeah, I told him one time, just casually, you should run for president. Everyone thought it was a joke, but, it turned out well.
Did it?
Wheels, you're saying you convinced Donald Trump to run for president?
Yeah, just put it out there. I saw the qualities in him.
You saw the qualities in him being president?
Yeah.
Court, you a Trump guy?
No, not a Trump guy.
Wheels, but I don't understand. If this was true, why are you saying it so casually? If you convince the president to run for president, why are you saying it as if it's nothing, as if it's a matter of fact? That makes me
sick. I'm a humble guy.
That's the last thing you've ever been called is humble.
Yeah.
Give me the phone, Wheels, you fucking dummy. How'd you meet Donnie T? Through me, I was on The Apprentice.
That is true.
He is, and he's got that cooking show now.
Who, Dice?
Yeah, guess who won it? Me.
Oh, shit. Did you win it?
Guess who's fucking Ari's ex-wife on his show? Me.
Oh, Dice,
that
you
is
are.
True.
You're banging Natasha Guerra. How many shows has Natasha got? All of them?
Two or three. Two, for sure. And yeah.
She took Ari's heart, and she took his career.
Oh!
Now, Dice.
Why you banned, Ari? You banned for from the U.S. Stay out of the country.
Yeah,
I'm back, and my career's fine. I have a show. I did another special. I'm touring wherever I want.
All right, when you were gone.
Remember the time I was supposed to do the show? What happened with that?
You pulled out randomly. You said you never agreed to do it, even though you did.
I treated you like a whore. I pulled out.
All right, when you were gone, Dice called in to let us know that the reason you were gone is because you were banned from the country for rifling through his affairs, I believe.
That's talked to my friend Donnie T in office. I said, get this guy out of the country. He makes me sick.
I left before the inauguration.
Hey,
Ari. You're a hero, Ari.
Is Ari still doing the show naked? Ari, are you naked again?
Ari, he wants to see your belt.
Show him your belt.
He wants to see your belt.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Oh. That's his new belt. That's his new belt.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Show him what the back of the belt looks like, though.
Oh, no.
No.
It's not bad.
No!
Oh, my God! No! That is so bad!
Why did you
What's wrong with that?
Why did you do that?
It's so bad. Because Corey wanted to see it.
No, he didn't!
Yeah, he did!
Oh, God. Dude, you've definitely been fucked in your butt before.
It looks like a fucking busted-ass pussy.
Yeah.
His asshole looks like a busted-ass pussy.
You got a bigger clit than the last girl I went out with, Ari. Jesus Christ.
And that clit had balls.
I don't think it's that bad.
Thank you.
From the mouth of babes, Andrew Dice Clay. I don't think it's that bad.
Court, what are you doing here?
I just came by to pick up a Bud Light sign.
Oh,
you guys doing another one?
No, we just did it. I got to take it back to Bud Light.
Oh, I got you. Yeah,
Bud Light wants their sign back.
They want their fucking sign back.
Funny how that works.
Yeah.
You fucking guys delivered and they need their fucking
sign back?
That
was fun to watch. I really enjoyed
doing
that.
Time.
I hope you guys do another one of those.
Yeah, we will.
I hope we do one. Wouldn't that be cool if we did one once, one time in our fucking lives?
Yes.
Did one what?
They did a live, they did the Masters, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did Steve
Azizi and
Like a fight companion.
Yeah.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, not that we didn't whisper and we didn't shake Jim Nance's big fat hands. That guy's creepy as shit, man.
Isn't
Jim
Nance?
Yeah,
Jim
he's got
Nance
really big
to believe
hands.
Anybody's done anything wrong ever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ever.
But it was fun when Sergio missed the first putt and we all started going, are you fucking kidding me? They don't say that on CBS.
Yeah, that's the fun thing about it. It's like watching it with your bros. Yeah. You could talk. Hey, but you guys are both very knowledgeable about golf.
It was a good time.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
It was fun to watch. I enjoyed it. And I hope you guys do more of those.
Hold on, just so you know. Oh, no, sorry. Wait, June 3rd, Rio de Janeiro, UFC 212. I'll be in L.A. Why don't we do that?
Well, talk to Al about doing it. I'm down with doing it. I'd love to do a live one.
June 3rd. I'll be there in L.A., but I'm not shooting until the next day.
All right. Let's do it. June 3rd.
Look at the time.
That's Jose Aldo.
Yeah. No, no. That's there.
It says PDT, right?
Yeah. Pacific.
That's PDT. What's PDT?
Pacific Daylight Time. So that's
what does that mean?
It's for because this is we're on daylight savings now.
Yeah, but they always do the fights in.
So there's Pacific there's PST which is like the normal like when you set your clocks, it's all fucked up. Who knows? But I think it's PST is like the ones in the fall and PDT is the is that right? Yeah, it sounds right. I'm probably fucking lying through my teeth. But
yeah,
who cares?
And guess what? No, it one sounds would good. Ever know.
Yeah,
no one would ever know. It's gonna be a regular time here. It's going to be a 4 a.m. there because the major market is here. Everything that UFC does is based on Pacific Standard Time.
All right, as I was saying earlier, watch that Showtime fight from Saturday. Heavyweight championship fight.
Are you in the boxing court?
Not really.
You don't like boxing?
It was
amazing. I like boxing, but I'm not knowledgeable about boxing or UFC.
It was a great heavyweight fight. Dude, it was Klitschko versus Joshua.
I know who Klitschko. He bangs the little girl from Nashville.
Yeah, that's it.
A little
that's,
hot one. She used to be really her. She used to be really good looking until he got a hold of her. Now she just looks beat up.
Didn't we all used to look really good looking back in the day, except for you, still
I never
good looking.
Was. No.
I don't know, but she looks pretty. She looks like she just doesn't look good anymore. She used to look really good. She got kind of chunky after the baby.
Well, here's the thing, dude. Is the fights, I mean, as a woman in Hollywood, you only have a certain amount
of time. Oh, he got fucking slammed.
Dude, then he comes back and knocks him down.
No
then
shit.
He gets knocked down. He gets like three different knockdowns in his fight. It's incredible.
Yeah, right there.
It's incredible.
It's morning, by the way. I saw it. It's morning. It's UFC 212. It'll be 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. on June 3rd Eastern time, which means it ends at 1 p.m. Eastern time.
So
I mean, specific time it ends.
So it starts. So it starts at 4 a.m.
10 to 1.
Yeah, I'm down.
Yeah, do the final fights.
I'm down.
Yeah, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
I'll just
wait here till it starts.
Yeah.
Maybe.
You should stay here for like a month and a half.
It's nothing different than
they
what
they do
this
have
guy
air
did.
Conditioning here. I would stay here. It feels
it
good.
It is nice.
Yeah. Tebow's on everybody's podcast now. Because he's always in the studio.
Yeah, well, I'm just under the table.
Ari obviously does not have air conditioning because he's got on nothing but his belt.
Can I see the belt again?
Can I see the belt one more time?
What podcast are you doing on ATC now?
Just insensitivity training.
With Joe Bartnick?
With Joe Bartnick, yeah.
How's that going?
We're having a good time.
Dreams coming true?
Dreams are coming true. I told Joe the other day that there were good-looking women in sports, and we got into a huge argument. I started showing hot chicks in sports. And then he started falling in love with Serena Williams.
I love Serena Williams and this chick who we just
Serena
had a big argument.
Williams.
Find her.
He just now fell in love with Serena Williams. Like,
well,
she,
no,
she
not just now, but
woodwork.
He was like admitting to being in love with Serena
How
Williams.
How high is his first round draft
she's
pick?
Not, she's
this is
not.
Stop. Stop.
I agree.
Right down there. Go down one.
She looks
go
like
down, keep going
the
down.
Joker.
Keep going down. No, see, right there. The one right there. You know which one.
That's
right.
From high school.
You piece of shit.
They all look good in high school.
Talent.
What's that?
Talk about her talent.
She is. She went the number one pick.
All-time leading scorer.
Already said that. Now let's move on.
Dude,
no, that is no.
You're crazy.
You.
Everybody, you're
no.
racist.
Corn fucks hotter than any of us.
That's not true, Ari. I'll go ugly early. I have no problem
doing it. Oh, you're ugly as an LA 7.
That's not true. I've done some pretty.
I've never seen you with anything less than a fucking someone who definitely has given someone herpes.
Yeah, because he's a goddamn good looking guy. All right, let's see your belt.
No.
I actually took it off, so I'm not even wearing it anymore.
Oh, dude, that's gay, dude. Put the belt back on. Is your dick's out?
Damn.
Put the belt on. How long has his dick been out? Dude, don't his balls look like a parachute that like is laying
on the
ground?
Have you ever actually jerked off on Punch Drunk Sports just as a sport?
Yeah, he had to.
It was a bag of bets.
My baby.
He had to.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, rock a baby.
Great show, guys. We're going to end it a little early.
Wind blows.
Hey, Ari, welcome back to America.
Guys, it's been a fun episode. Tebow, you were great. Johnny, you were great. Court, thank you for stopping by.
Good to see you guys.
Ari, we're glad you're back in the saddle. Thank you.
Back in the saddle again.
So, guys, Caveman Coffee, go to punchdrunksports.com, Caveman Coffee. Get that, buy that coffee, tease everything.
Use the code PUNCHDRUNK, that saves you 15%. And as always, go to punchdrunksports.com and click the Amazon link. If you're going to do any Amazon shopping, why not help out the show? Go to punchdrunksports.com first. Click the Amazon link there. That'll send you straight to Amazon, and that helps us out.
All right, guys. And listen, you heard it here. 500 subscribers, $5 a pop. You got to stay with us for at least 6 months. Help us out. It's for the podcast channel. You do that, Ari and I are fighting in New York.
Read the URL.
We'll give them stuff.
Go to Patreon, patreon.com/punchdrunksports. Subscribe. Love, live,
Wait,
laugh.
Rate the show.
Ellis Mania's in New York?
No, it's in Vegas.
Okay.
Ari, are you going to be doing any skeptic tanks coming up?
Yeah, I'll probably put one out today or tonight.
Okay, the new one? All right, that was it. That was fun. Hey, dude. You've been calling in a bunch of times. What's going on?
Oh, not much, boys. Just got home from the fucking shithole courthouse. What y'all up to?
Are you alive? Are you gonna live, dude?
Yeah, hell, they tried to give me...
Suck it.